3-day training session.
所以我就愿意在这个时候，在训练整个课程的当中，提出一段单独性的和大家来传讲。
So that's why in this period, during the course of the 3-day session, I want to
bring out one subject session to talk with you. 我们在这一次的训练的里面，来是来看到摩西的五经。
Now, in the course of this session, this training session, we have been studying Pentateuch of Moses.
我们记得在路加福音24章的里面。
Now we remember in the account of Luke 24,
主耶稣已经从死里面复活了。
At that time, Jesus has already resurrected from the dead.
主耶稣还没有被出卖之前，已经告诉门徒说他要顶十字架过三天以后复活。
And even before the time Jesus was betrayed, he already told his disciples that he will be risen from the dead.
但是门徒们并不没有听进去。
But at that time, his disciples didn't quite understand.
所以等到主耶稣钉死了之后，门徒们是完全的失望。
So after the death of Jesus Christ, all the disciples were disappointed.
但复活的早晨，主耶稣已经向着玛利亚显现。
On the morning of resurrection, Jesus already revealed himself to Mary.
并且特别祝福玛利亚，去告诉门徒说他已经从死里头复活了。
And he specifically commanded Mary to go and tell his disciples he was already resurrected from the dead.
这对于门徒来说，应该是非常叫他们喜乐的时候。
Now this should be a very glad tidings of excitement to disciples.
但是稀奇的门徒们并没有感觉喜乐，还在失望灰心的当中。
But strangely enough, after hearing this news, his disciples still so sad and they were disappointed.
有两个门徒甚至离开耶路撒冷，下以马忤之路上去。
And even two disciples, they left Jerusalem, they were going to the direction of Emmaus.
所以主只好向他们显现。
So the only thing the Lord could do was to reveal himself to them.
主怎么把他们挽回过来呢？
And how the Lord tried to win them back?
主就是把摩西的律法、诗篇上的话和先知里面的书章，指着他自己的话向他们讲明。
Well, these are this show by expounding all the things in the book of Moses, in the law, in the Psalms, and also the prophets. Whatever things concerning him, he just explained to these two disciples.
主耶稣这样讲的时候，他们心里头就感觉火热。
And while Jesus is expounding like this to these disciples, they feel a fire in their heart.
他们就从失望和软弱中间转变了过来。
So they even felt that they are disappointed and became a kind of gladness and they became excited.
所以这给我们看见在摩西的律法的里面是讲论到主耶稣基督。
So this is to lead us to know that even in the law of Moses, Jesus Christ was mentioned.
我们如果从摩西的律法的里面所讲的主耶稣基督明白的话，我们的心就会火热起来。
If we can have a good understanding of Jesus Christ within the book, within the law of Moses, then also we will increase our gladness.
这就是我们的盼望，这一次来看到摩西的五经。
This is our hope, that's why we are studying the 5 books of Moses.
另外在希伯来书第一章里面告诉我们，
also in Hebrews chapter 1, we are told,
神在古世借着众先知多次多方的效与立足。
In olden times, God spoke to his people through various ways and by many prophets of his own.
在现在末世的时候，在他儿子里面来对我们说话。
But at the present time, in these latter days, God speaks to us through his son Jesus Christ.
科莫摩根来讲到这一节圣经的时候，
I remember one minister of God by the name of Morgan once said about this verse.
当他到 Buffalo 去参观哪一个的话的时候，
remember he went to Niagara Falls to have a visit there.
在那里看见这么大的水在瀑布中间冲了下来。
And while he was there watching that great waterfall and much water coming down,
他就忽然想到希伯来书第一章第一节。
He was suddenly reminded of this first verse in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews.
这一段哪一个的话像在末世时代神在他儿子的里面对我们说话的。
Now this Niagara Falls seems as if God was speaking to this generation of people through his son Jesus Christ.
那样的丰富，那样的雄壮。
See, it was so marvelous and it was so with great power.
但是能够有这一种的雄壮丰富的那个拿着的话，
那理论就说了说 Niagara with so much power and so magnificent，
乃是在它根源这里头有许多小的水流逐渐逐渐汇集起来的。
That was far back in some mountain there are many there is a source and many small rivers flow into that source，
神所有的心意都在他儿子我们主耶稣基督的身上。
So all the will of God was manifested in his son our Lord Jesus。
但是在旧约的时候，神已经有许多的讲解像一个小的水流一样一直一直的流通，到最后汇集在一起就成为大的瀑布。
Yet in the Old Testament time God already showed this truth by so many prophets like small rivers flowing into the great river。
我们来看到摩西的五经，就是看到这个耶稣基督那些的讲解。
So now as we study the book of Moses we know we are going to get understanding about our Lord Jesus Christ。
我们看过这一些地方会发现一件事，
Now we have already studied all these places and we have found one thing。
我们的神实在是非常苦心的用各种不同的方法要把主耶稣向我们讲解出来。
See our God is so long suffering painstaking trying to show us the fullness of Jesus Christ in various ways。
在摩西的五经都给我们看见，
In the Pentateuch we have been shown
不光是神永远的旨意如何借着创造万物表明来是集中在主耶稣基督的身上。
Not only the purpose of God's creation in His eternal plan was manifested through His creation, His work, but also on Jesus, on the person of Jesus Christ.
他又借着十条诫命把这位主耶稣的神性讲解出来。
Again, through the Ten Commandments, He showed the divine nature of Jesus Christ。
他又借着他们所建造的会幕把主耶稣的意义说明出来。
And again through the tabernacle of the tent of congregation God showed them the meaning of Jesus Christ。
他也给我们看见这位主耶稣如何是大祭司，他所担任的工作是说主耶稣今天所有的工作。
Also God has shown us how his son our Lord Jesus Christ was kind of the high priest。
他不光是大祭司，他也是祭司现在祭坛上的祭物。
And he himself is not only the high priest, but he himself became a kind of offering on the altar.
我们昨天晚上、昨天下午看过五种不同的祭物。
Yesterday afternoon, we already studied about five kinds of sacrifices and offerings.
这每一个祭物都是讲到主耶稣的。
And each and every sacrifice offering refers to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣所完成的救赎的工作，解决了我们人类五方面不同的难处。
That means the salvation of Jesus Christ, which He accomplished for us, that is to solve five problems in our life.
由于这一位的主耶稣的缘故，我们才能到会幕的里面朝见这一位神。
Because of such a wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, we can go into the sanctuary to meet the Lord God.
这就是利未记头上二十二章里面所讲的那一些的祭物。
And this is all the all nations.In the sacrifice and offering, in the 22 chapters of the book of Leviticus.
然后从第23章里头，神用另外一个方式再来讲。
Then starting 23rd chapter, God used another direction and used another method.
神就讲到七个不同的祭期。
Now God described about seven different festivals.
我已经把讲义印出来了，如果弟兄姊妹你没有的话跟旁边的人一同的分享一下。
Now, I have already distributed this material to you and I want you to look at this.
我们来看到是利未记二十三章。
Now when we study the book Leviticus chapter 23,
神借着摩西祝福以色列百姓说在每一年的里面他们要守七个不同的祭期。
God bless his people through Moses and through his commandment that All the Israelis people must observe these seven feasts annually.
这一个七期的当中有三个节期，所有以色列男丁都要到耶路撒冷一同去守的。
And among these seven festivals, especially three, during these three festivals, all the men, male of the Israelite people must go to Jerusalem.
如果有人不守这个祭旗的话，要用石头把他打死。
And if anyone failed to observe such feasts, he should be stoned to death.
好像他这个话非常的严厉。
As if such a command was so severe and grave.
那么这些祭旗有什么意义呢？
Now, what are the significance of all these feasts?
我们中国的人或者美国的人也欢喜过节。
Now of course, either Chinese or American likes to lead a kind of festival.
对我们中国人过节的时候，都是在农业社会忙碌的当中，有几天的休假，大家一同欢喜快乐。
Now Chinese used to have this kind of joyous festival during the free time during their agricultural life, agricultural society.
在中国新的或者美国的国际期都是纪念以往一些什么事情发生。
But according to the new Chinese calendar and also whatever is going on in America, they are always to commemorate something, some incident in the past.
不过很可惜，有的人过七月四号祭旗，也不知道七月四号是为了什么的。
But even as some know, they are going to observe this festival on the July the 10th.They didn't know what's the meaning.
但是旧约的里面，神吩咐以色列人过节。
But in the Old Testament, God commanded His people to observe this festival.
他不是仅仅叫他们到时候欢喜快乐。
They were not only for them to rejoice at that particular time.
他乃是叫他们来纪念在已过的历史的里面，神曾经在七个不同的和的方式里面来带领他们。
God also wanted his people to remember how in the course of their history they were held by the God and how their nation became to take a shape.
而神要他们来纪念这七个祭旗。
And God wanted them to observe these seven festivals.
乃是给我们看见神如何来带领这一帮以色列的百姓。
This is also for us to see how God directs, how God leads his people.
这七个节期不光是以往的历史。
Now these seven feasts not only refer to past history.
这一个七个节期更是有代表性的意义，说说神在蒙恩人身上七个阶段不同的带领。
These seven festivals are really representative of seven blessings or seven stages of blessing upon all those who have been saved.
我们知道我们一个人蒙恩了。
You know, when one is saved,
从一个罪人受神所顶罪七日的光景中间拯救过来。
Now he was saved out of being a sinner, being under pressure of sin, and he became a new person.
神并不是仅仅就我们免去将来的死亡就满足了。
Now God would not be satisfied by merely saving us out of destruction in the future.
神乃是带领我们在这世界上活着，在灵命上逐渐逐渐的长进。
God wants to lead us in such a way that when we live on the earth, our life will grow and our life will become abundant.
神有一个的目标，乃是叫我们众人到有一天被他带领到一个地步，和主耶稣一同到荣耀里面。
Now God has a very definite and very specific goal. At last, that all the Christians will go to a place where then we can be united with Jesus Christ.
这实实在在不是一件简单的事。
So I say this is not a simple matter.
那么神到底如何的带领我们呢？
Then how does God lead us?
神就用七个不同的祭祭所代表的意义来给我们讲解。
God wants to show us the meaning of these seven different festivals and show us the way.
头一个的祭祭是犹太人的日历当中正月十四日。
Now the first festival falls on the 14th day of the first month according to Jewish calendar.
那是说到逾越节。
Now that is Passover.
逾越的意思就是越过去了，跨过去了。
Now when we say pass over, that means pass by or just skip it.
这是每一个蒙恩的人头一次蒙到神恩典的作为。
Now every saved person must have experienced this deed of God.
这是纪念当以色列百姓还在埃及做奴隶的时候。
This is to commemorate when the Jewish people are still in the land of Egypt.
他们不光是受到法老王的管辖。
Not only they were controlled by Pharaoh, king of Egypt,
他并且是因着有罪的缘故，是在神的审判 判底下。
Oh, so they were under a curse and punishment of God because of their sinful deeds.
三老王的管辖不过是短暂，也不过是我们肉身的。
Now, when they were under the pressure of Pharaoh and control of Pharaoh, that's only temporary.
但是神的审判是关系我们灵魂，是关系我们永永远远的。
But the judgment and punishment of God refers to a future problem that is our soul will perish forever and ever.
所以神的审判比法老王的管辖对着人来说是更加的严重。
So in so far human beings are concerned, the judgment, the punishment of God is far severe than the pressure of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
我们如果蒙到光照，眼睛被神开启的话，
Now as soon as we are enlightened and we know we got this new insight,
我们都会从心中确确实实地承认说我是一个罪人。
Every one of us can admit from the bottom of our heart that we are really a sinner.
我们不必神来责备我们，连我们的良心都告诉我们，我们做了许多不应该做的事。
See, we don't even have to wait until God comes along and condemn us. Our conscience even will condemn us.
我们不敢去朝见这一位神。
We dare not look up to God and come before Him.
但是我们迟早有一天，神要来找到我们。
We know sooner or later God will find us out.
等到哪一天来找到我们的时候，我们在他宝座面前怎么能够站得住呢？
And on that day, how can we stand erect in the presence of God on His throne?
我们就是今后改过做好的话，也不能够除去以往所有确实实实的罪恶。
Even if we try to correct our way of doing and try to do better, but how about the past history, past records of our wrongdoing?
是一个人的命运是极其的悲惨。
That means the fate of human beings are really so miserable.
一个人生到地上的时候，已经判断好他将来的解决是永远的仆人。
As soon as a man is born in this earth, now his fate is settled. Now he has to face this eternal fate of being punished.
世界任何一种的人类，没有一个能力，没有一个方法能够把人从这一个悲惨结局中间拯救过来。
Now, no individual, no nation, no people on the earth can have any means of saving us from such a perishment, such a destruction.
但是感谢神，神给我们天上来的恩典。
Now, thank God for God offered us a blessing from heaven.
神就告诉以色列人说，正月十四日的黄昏要拿一只的羊羔。
Now, God told the people of Israel thatOn the evening of the 14th of the first month, they should take one lamb.
你们要吹毛求疵地去寻找这个羊羔有没有残疾。
And you have to take pains to find out and make sure that this lamb is red without any spot, without any blemish.
当然必须要一个没有残疾、没有斑点的一个羊羔。
You must find out such a lamb which is without any blemish or without any defect.
然后在那一天要把羊羔杀了。
Then on that particular evening, you must kill this lamb.
把那一个羊羔的血抹在门楣和门框上。
Then you have to paint the blood of the lamb on the lintel of the door and the doorpost.
全家的人就躲在房子里面，用火把羊的肉烤了，一同来吃。
And the whole family hiding in the house and behind the door will bake that lamb and then eat that lamb.
那一天的是晚上，神要打发审判秘密的天使巡行整个的埃及地。
For on that particular evening, God will send out His destroyer, angels of destroyer, to go around the land of Egypt.
从坐宝座的法老到最低微做婢女的家里面。
Even the household of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and also to the family of any slaves, the bond slaves of Egypt.
每一个家里面，这一个天使要进去，把他的长子都杀了。
This angel of destroyer will go into every family and find out the firstborn son.
昨天我已经提过，这是观念，长子代表全家的。
Yes, I already reminded you. Whenever we say the firstborn son, that means he is representative of the whole family.
就是说神，那一个审判的天使要把所有犯罪的人都把他杀死。
That means the angel of God, who is going to execute the judgment, will slay any man sinful.
但如果他来到一个家里面，
But when Suppose he came up to a house.
看见这一个家的门楣门框上是被血水所盖起来的。
And if you notice the blood painted on the lintel and the doorpost of that house.
他就不进里面，不进到里面杀他的长子。
Then he would not get in to destroy that firstborn son.
他就越过这个房子过去了。
He would just pass over this house and to another house.
这叫做逾越节。
That's why it's called the feast of
Passover. 在我们今天基督徒身上非常的清楚。
Now, every Christian knew this is really our
experience. 我们是理所当然应该受到神的审判的。
According to the reason, we should perish.
但是耶稣基督神的羔羊为我们死了。
But Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb of God, he died in our stead.
看哪，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Behold, the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world.
因着他的血掩盖过我们。神就不追究我们的罪孽。
Because of his blood covering up over us, so God will not punish us.
因为我们所有的罪恶该受的刑罚都被主耶稣完全担当起了。
Because all our sins and guilties are borne up by our Lord Jesus Christ on himself.
这个叫做我们过了逾越节。
Well, this is what we say. We haveobserved the Passover.
我们感谢赞美主，神的审判从我们这么越过去了。
We really thank God because the punishment of God skipped over us.
我们不至于灭亡，这是我们基督徒的开始。
We will not perish. This is the beginning of Christian.
不光我们免去死亡了。
Not only we are free from death.
这就我们一同吃羔羊的肉。
We can share in the flesh the meat of this lamb.
这是表明我们接受主耶稣到我们里面做我们新的生命。
Now, this is to signify that we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts and he becomes our life.
我们就成为一个新的人了。
Then we become a new person.
那是神的生命带着他的性情，带着他的爱好，带着他的能力进到我们里面。
That new creation has God's life and God's nature and all God's feeling emotion inside us and we become a real new creature.
当我们信主的时候，只盼望我们罪恶得到赦免，我们就满意了。
If by believing Jesus Christ, we think that well, our sins have been forgiven, we'll be quite satisfied.
但是我没有想到，我这样相信过的时候，我里头的性情爱好会改变了。
But did you ever think that after you believed in Jesus Christ, even your nature, even your feeling will be changed?
我们实实在在过了一个非常好的逾越节。
Yes, we have already passed and experienced this very good feast of Passover.
但是神吩咐摩西说，
But God also commanded Moses.
当他们来过逾越节吃羔羊肉的时候
，When they come to observe the Passover and eat the lamb,
他们必须要用苦菜和无酵饼一同吃的。
They have also to take this unleavened bread and with some bitter vegetables.
他们吃的时候腰间要时常带，脚上穿着鞋，手里都拿着杖。
And when they are eating, they must have their belt on, and also they must put on their shoes, and they must be ready with the staff in his hand.
他们吃完羔羊的肉了之后，然后要开步走，离开了埃及地了。
So that as soon as they finish eating the lamb, then they can walk out and they will be marching on.
这就是说神今天在我们上的带领。
Also, this is to show us the guidance and the leading of the Lord on us.
当我们来接受主耶稣做我们生命的时候，我们非常的喜乐。
When we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life, we are really overjoyed.
但是我们同时也会感受到人、世人和我们亲友对我们的批评、对我们的讥笑。
But also at the same time, we'll suffer some hardness or some trouble because people, even our relatives, will be jeering at us, will be laughing at us.
我们会感觉到我们的心想着世界的盼望已经死掉了。
We will feel that whatever hope we have in this world is very lost.
对着这一个世界，我们只感觉到非常的可惜，也极其的痛苦。
When facing up to this world, we feel it's very regrettable, but also we feel pain in our heart.
这是说我们是苦菜一同吃的。
So that means we have to take this bitter vegetable.
并且要吃无酵饼。
Also, we have to take this unleavened bread.
酵在那里是知道罪恶。
Now, whenever we mention leaven, that means sin.
那是从今之后，我们过一个没有罪恶的生活。
But from now on, we are to lead a kind of life sinless and without any sinful.
所以从第二天开始，神说要他们守七天的无酵节。
That's why starting from the second day, God again commanded them to observe 7 days of what is called the feast.And during these 7 days, they are not allowed to eat any bread with the leaven.
他们家里面不可以保存油酵的那些面。
And also in this household, they are not to keep any bread or any such things with ferment.
所有有酵的东西都要从他们家里头除了干净。
All the things with ferment or leaven must be rid off.
这告诉我们什么故事呢
Now, what is this story trying to tell?
这是主带领我们蒙恩得救了之后就自自然然由我们对付我们里面所有的那一些的罪恶
This means after we got this salvation in Jesus Christ He is going to lead us so that we can get rid of all this undesirable things and sinful things out of our heart
我们自己身上的罪恶要把它除掉
Yes, we have to get rid of all these sinful acts in, on us.
我们家里面有罪恶的东西要把它除掉。
And also, whatever thing is sinful in our household, we have to get rid of.
我们是神所分别出来圣洁的百姓。
Because we have already separated from this world, become holy people and separated unto God.
我们自己和我们的整个的家庭里面不能够再容让罪恶的里面。
We ourselves and also in our household, we cannot suffer anything sinful to exist.
我相信弟兄姊妹我们都有这样的经历。
I believe, brother and sister, we have all come through this experience.
我以前跟弟兄姊妹做过见证。
I remember once told you and giving you my testimony.
我是长在一个佛教的家庭。
I was brought up in a kind of Buddhist family.
从来都没有听见过基督教的事。
I have never heard anything about Christianity.
那是当我初中二年级下学期在学校读书的时候。
But I remember when I was junior high school in the second year, second semester.
有一个同班基督的同学非常勉强我一定去参加布道会。
There was one classmate who yet compelled me, forced me to go to attend some Christian meeting.
我实在不愿意去，他勉强我去。
At that time, I was not willing, but she forced me to go somehow.
我给他请的没有办法，只好去了。不过我只坐了最后一排。
Because he invited me and he invited me so many times that I just go ahead, I went ahead, and, but I was sitting at the row, in the back.
我就看看基督徒做礼拜是怎么做礼拜。
So I was there sort of observing how Christians are worshiping.
啊，开始有诗班唱诗，听听觉得也不错。
Yeah, in the beginning there are choir singing and I thought that, well, that's not bad.
等到那一个的传道起来就要人低头闭眼睛祷告，我不闭眼睛的，我何必听你的话
？But as soon as the preacher stood up and asked the congregation about their head in prayer, I thought that no, I won't cooperate with that.
啊，他一个拿出个很厚的本书，我也不知道这是什么书。
After that, he took out a very thick book indeed, and I didn't know what kind of book that was.
然后他就开始讲道。
And after that, he began preaching.
他一讲说人是有罪。
And as soon as he opened his mouth, he said, human beings are sinful.
是人人是个罪人。
And every man is a sinner.
讲得我非常的生气。
At that time, I was really exasperated.
我们你们基督是这么不礼貌的，把我请来骂我是罪人。
Why, you Christians are so impolite. You invited me over here and you were scolding me.
所以我非常的反感。
So at that time, I was really rebellious in my heart.
但是他也一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
But he kept on speaking like that.
哎呀，我实实在在没有办法忍受。
At that time, I could not stand it any longer.
他足足骂人骂了半个钟头。
He was there keeping scolding people and rebuking people of sin about half an hour.
他一面骂的时候，我一面说，我可不是罪人，大概你自己是罪人。
But on the other hand, he was keeping rebuking, kept rebuking, and I said myself, no, I'm not a sinner, maybe others are so.
但是稀奇，过了半个多钟头的时候。
But it's very strange. After half an hour,
我忽然想到我以往所做两件犯罪的事。
All of a sudden, I recollect, yes, two things I did commit in the past.
我在小学五年级偷过学校的东西。
I remember the first year class in my primary school, I stole something from school.
我恨我的一个小叔叔，巴不得把他杀死掉。
Also, I hated my classmate, and I hated him to the extent that I wanted to kill him.
已经有三年了。
然后呢 ，so about 3 years。
那一天我就发现我的心里都已经败坏了。
On that particular night, I really found myself corrupted.
我就非常的难过。
So I found myself wretched and miserable.
但是我不知道该怎么办。
But I didn't know what to do next.
那一位传道的先生说，如果你知道有罪的话，你要相信主耶稣，他为你钉十字架了。
But then I heard preacher saying that if you know you are a sinner,but you must know Jesus Christ died on the cross in your stead.
我根本不能相信。
At that time, I couldn't believe that.
但我心中有一个话。
So I felt there was a word in my heart.
我说耶稣啊，你是不是救主？我不知道。
I say, Jesus, are you really a savior? I don't know.
我怎么知道他是救主是真的假的呢？
How can I know he's real savior or not?
不过我是罪人，我知道的。
But this one fact I know, I'm a sinner.
我里面很难过，我没有办法。
Because I feel so miserable inside me.
所以我就心里说，耶稣啊，假如你是真的救主的话，求你就救救我了。
So in my heart, I found myself saying to Jesus, Jesus, if you are real savior, would you please save me?
假如不是真的，那么就算了，那有什么办法呢？
If not, let me alone, just forget about it.
我也没有跪下来，我也没有闭着眼睛祷告。
Yeah, I did, at that time, I didn't close my eyes, I didn't kneel down.
我就这样自言自语在心中这样的说法。
It seemed that I was talking to myself, yes, I was talking in my heart.
那一天晚上我在家中非常的难过。
And on that night, when I got home, I was so miserable again.
我心中就是说这一些的话语。
So I just kept saying all these words in my mind.
但是稀奇到第二天早晨起来的时候，你都非常的平静，非常的愉快。
But here was a surprise. On the next morning, when I woke up, I found my heart is so light and I felt so happy.
我不知道什么事情发生。
I didn't know what happened during the night.
我们上海人有话说，信耶稣有道理。
Now, in Shanghai, we have a common saying that, well, it's reasonable to believe in Jesus Christ.
哎，我信耶稣有点道理。
So yeah, it's quite reasonable to believe in Jesus Christ.
第二天我再去参加布道会。
So on the next day, again, I went to that gospel meeting.
讲完了之后，那个牧师说，谁要信耶稣举手。
And after the preaching, the preacher said, whoever is going to believe Jesus Christ, put up your hand.
我就举手了。
At that time, I will put up my hand.
一个同学过来给我写个单子，也没有人管我。
And some classmate came over and want me to write something on a slip of paper.
那第三天我再去。
On the third day, I went there again.
我来说信耶稣要举手，我就举手了。
And again, at the end of the meeting, he said, whoever is believing Jesus, put up your hand, I put up my hand again.
有一个人过来给我当纸头填个单子，也没有人管我。
Again, another man came over and gave me a slip of paper, want me to sign my name.
我真正没有人来管我的。
No one cared for me.
不过我有一个想法，应该做做礼拜。
But I had a thought that yes, I must come and worship.
设计在我家附近的圣公会的礼拜堂去做礼拜。
So I went there to a kind of an Episcopalian church and went there to attend.
但我做礼拜才知道这叫圣经，我还要买一本来读的。
As soon as I started attending this worship, I understand that oh, this is what is called the Holy Bible. I must purchase one myself.
我读了圣经也不知道它讲什么东西。
But when I started reading the Bible, I didn't understand what it was all about.
这件事
But again, here was a very
就是我参加布道会过了十天左右
After 10 days I mean after 10 days of that gospel meeting
在我马路上走路看见我有老的同学
As soon as I was walking in the street and I met my old classmate
我小的时候一个非常坏的习惯
I remember when I was a boy I had a very bad habit
骂人的话经常在口里面
Every time I opened my mouth there was just to rebuke people
看见人先骂一句再讲话不骂不会讲话
Whenever I meet the people I just rebuke him and scold him then I would stop conversation
但我看见那个同学我就骂他
So as soon as I catch sight of him I caught sight of him I just
rebuke him 他在骂的时候你都觉得不对了
But as soon as I rebuke him then I felt something wrong
为什么我这个口中有这么污秽的话呢
Well that time I felt that why my mouth is so dirty and such a dirty word
我不知道为什么缘故
I didn't know why
这话下面就不会讲话了
That's why I have no more words to speak
他看看我老林怎么了怎么呆呆的？为什么道理昨天晚上没有睡着觉？
Lin, what happened to you? You like a fool standing there?
我就发现圣灵对付我
除掉口中污秽的话。
Yes, I discovered it was time the Holy Spirit dealing with me to get rid of these dirty words out of my mouth.
不光我发现我口中有污秽的话。
Not only I found dirty words in my mouth.
我发现我的抽屉里头有铅笔，是从学校里头顺手捡洋铅了。
I also discovered within the drawer of my desk there were many pencils which were stolen from school.
当我把我的抽屉和柜子翻开来的时候。
Then I just look inside all the drawers and all my bookshelves.
我看见有一些书是我借来就算到我自己的了。
Again, there are many books I noticed that they are borrowed from other people.
有一些东西是偷来的。
And other things are stolen.
对的，有一些人以往有许多的行为得罪他们。
Oh, and many people I remember I sinned against them in the past.
哎呀，我每一样看这个东西心都非常的难过。
So every time I call aside of these things, I feel painful in my heart.
怎么这些罪恶的东西在我的身上呢？
Why there were so many sinful things attached to me?
所以我就一件一件的对付。
So that's why I start getting rid of every this dirty thing one by one.
你信主耶稣好苦哦。
Oh, you mean to believe in Jesus, then you suffer this kind of...
信主耶稣快快乐乐的。
Yeah.He said, before I believed in Jesus Christ, I was so happy and carefree.
信了主耶稣发现东西不对了。
But as soon as I believed in Jesus Christ, I found so many things wrong.
啊，神要我把一盒的玩具去还给学校。
Yes, God wanted me to have all these toys, to collect all these toys and return to school.
我去找那个的校长。
And then I have to go up to that principal.
啊，校长看见我也很高兴。
And the principal, on seeing me, he was
glad. 问我在上海读什么学校了，读什么书了。
And he asked me, what school you were in.At Shanghai and so on.
他就很夸奖我
and he really sort of praised me.
我心中就蹦蹦跳的
But at that time, I felt my heart beat.
我口袋已经买了一盒的棋子，要还给学校了
Because I have already bought a box of a chess.
等讲完了，我站起来了，我在口袋说：“某某校长，我在学校偷过东西。”
And after conversation, I stood up and say, "Oh, Mr. Principal, you know, I stole a box of chess.From school.
我非常的难过。
I'm very sorry I did that.
所以我买了一盒子来还给学校。
So I have bought this new one and I want to return this to school.
他现在说小孩子事情没有关系了，这算不了什么。
Principal said, well, that's a childish thing. Just forget about it. Don't mention it.
但是我的脸都红了，脖子都红了。
But then I really feel so ashamed, you know, I was so red.
我无论如何要把这盒棋子还给学校啊，我的心在平安。
No matter what he said, I insisted on returning this box of chess to school so that I can feel
good. 我对着那一个的亲戚恨他，巴不得杀死他。
How about that relative? I hate him so much that I want to kill him. How about
我已经三年不跟他讲话，三年不到他家里面去。
For 3 years, I didn't speak to him and I didn't set foot on his house.
但是圣灵感动我说，到他家去向他认错。
But the Holy Spirit laid it on my heart and saying to me that you must go over him, told him and.Say sorry.
我说主啊，你赦免我，我以往不应该，我下次不恨他了。
I just say, oh Lord, you just forgive me for in the past I hated him, but from now on I will not hate him anymore.
圣灵说不够，你必须去给他认错。
But the Spirit seemed to say, no, this is not enough. You must go personally and apologize.
我说我怎么好意思给他认错呢？
And I say, well, how can I feel naturally in going there?
圣灵一直用基督的爱来感动我。
But now the Holy Spirit really touched me with the love of Jesus Christ.
我实在没有办法。好到他家里去。
Well, I cannot bear it any longer, so I just go over.
我到现在还记得到他家门口去按电铃的时候，手好重啊。
I still remember when I stand at the door of his house and I tried to push the button, the bell button. I felt that my hand was so heavy.
我就一个祷告。
So straightway I prayed.
我说主耶稣啊，我按个电铃开门，不要是他。
I, Lord Jesus, here's my prayer. As soon as I push the button and the one opened the door, he's not him.
别人来开门就好了。
There's someone else come and open the door.
哪里做了门一开开就是他。
Right. And now, as soon as I opened the door, he was he himself.
他看见我非常不高兴。
And when he saw me, he was so angry.
你在做什么？
What did you want to do here?
我真是难过。
That time I felt so
我来等你认错，我对你不
是。Said I came to apologize to you. I was really I have been wrong.
哎呀，我心中非常的痛苦。
I really so miserable in my heart.
他也不肯接受我的道歉。
And he didn't want to accept my apology.
但是感谢主，我跟他道歉回来里头满了喜乐。
But thank God, after I apologized to him, then I came home and found myself full of peace.
我把我柜子里的所有的东西一件一件的点过。
And all the things that I got in the drawer of my chest, I just take them to the world of them.
凡是不正当东西，我全部的赔偿把它解决。
Whatever thing is there with wrong means, I have to get rid of them and solve it.
差不多两三个月的时间才把我的东西完全理得干净。
I remember about the period of 2 or 3 months, I get rid of all these dirty things.
我绝对相信圣灵在我每一个基督徒身上做同样的工作。
So I firmly believe the Holy Spirit has been doing the same thing within our brothers and sisters.
这是神教他们过无教节。
Now this is the meaning of how God wants his people to observe the feast of the unleavened bread.
这一个无酵节要过七天。
And this unleavened bread must be observed for 7 days.
写在圣经里头是这一个时代中间的完全。
So that this is to show us how to have, yes, in the Bible we find the perfectness and the holiness.
圣经里的数字都有它的意义的。
We know when mentioned 7, that completeness and whatever number is mentioned in the Bible.
圣经里头的12是知道永远里头的完全。
When he knows the number 12, that means the perfectness in eternity.
圣经里头的七是在今天的完全。
When he knows the number 7, that means the perfectness for today.
意思叫我们基督徒在今天世界中所有的时间里头都过无教的。
So that 7 days of unleavened bread means, feast means we must keep a very holy life in this world.
叫我除掉我们里头的罪恶。
So that we can get rid of all the sins inside us.
但是也有再过了有第三个节期。
But here's the third festival.
那是初熟节。
Now we call this the festival of first fruits.
就是他们进到迦南地来耕种了之后
，As soon as they got into the land of Canaan and they start sowing the field,
每一种的庄稼都有开始成熟的东西。
All the crops and the harvest must have some first fruits.
所有的庄稼还没有成熟
，The rest of the harvest, the rest of the crops are not ripened yet.
有几棵先成熟了
，But nearly a few will ripen ahead of time.
神说你们要过初把初熟的果子拿来献给这位神。
And God told them that you must collect all these first fruits of the crop and bring them before God.
你们就要过一个初熟的节期，在神里的欢喜快乐。
So that you observe the feast of first fruits, you can rejoice before God.
虽然其他的庄稼还没有熟
，though the rest of the crops are not ripened yet.
不过已经有果子熟了，应该献给神，一同欢喜快乐。
But there is already a first portion of ripened fruits, so they are to be collected and offered to God.
这个哥林多前书的15章里面很清楚地告诉我们。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we have been told such a clear.
那是知道主耶稣从死里头复活。是所有人类中间头一个熟的果子。
It refers to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, signifying he is the first fruit of all those who are to be raised from the dead.
所有其他蒙恩的人还没有成熟。
All other people who have been saved are not ripened yet.
主耶稣他复活了，他是已经成熟了。
But Jesus Christ, when he was resurrected, he was already ripened.
这是宇宙中间神造人类以来头一次有一个人从死里面复活。
So this is the first time since the creation of the whole world that there was a man resurrected from the dead.
这一个初熟的果子应该献给神，让神享受的。
And this first fruit must be offered up to God to be enjoyed by God.
这证明说他复活了，有一天所有信主的人也要跟他一同的复活。
This is to prove that since he, Jesus Christ, was resurrected, so that all of those who are in him will be resurrected.
所以虽然我们还没有复活。
So now, even if we are not resurrected,
但是我们看见主耶稣复活升到高天，就一个确定的把握说，有一天我们要和他一样的升到高天去。
Since we have known Jesus Christ was already resurrected and he has sent up into heaven, so we will be like him someday, we'll be resurrected and go up to heaven.
为了这一个缘故，所有蒙恩的人都欢喜快乐来过这个初熟节。
Because of this, all those who have been saved must come and enjoy this faith the first fruit.
你如果在医院做医生和护士的话，
Now suppose you're a doctor, a physician, and a nurse in the hospital.
你在医院能够清楚地看见一件事。
Now in hospital, you can observe one thing very clearly.
把基督徒生病到了快断气的时候，他里头那一种的平静，那一种的安心。
You observe some patients, they are Christians, and their sickness so severe, and sometimes they came to the point of death, they still express so peaceful.
这不是心理作用。
This is not mere psychology.
这是在我们心里头实实在在的喜乐，因为知道主耶稣复活了，我们要和他一同的复活。
This is because inside us Christians, we have this real joy from Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ.Resurrection, something will be like him.
我们基督徒到死的时候，不是到黑暗的深渊里头去，不知道到哪里去了。
So in facing of death, we Christians are not afraid of what we will meet in the future. We will not say that we are going to die.
我们看见主耶稣从死的复活升到高天。
Because we have already observed Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead and ascended up into heaven.
他们出世的果子，我们有一天要跟他一样的成熟。
He was the first fruits.And someday will be like him, will be right.
当我们今天还在世界中活着的时候，就有这一个将来的解决当作我们的目标，就我们里头有把握的。
So today, while we are on earth, we have this hope in the future, and we know someday in the future, all this problem will be settled.
不光我们要过初世节。
So not only we have to observe this feast of first fruit.
当初世节的安息日算起，要过50天。
I'm counting from the Sabbath after this feast.